This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first 10,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine reached Chile on Thursday. The country has ordered 10 million doses. It plans to inoculate health workers in the hardest hit sectors first. Mexico received 3,000 doses of the vaccine on Wednesday. Costa Rica receives Pfizer doses on Thursday, while Argentina expects the first doses of Russia's Sputnik COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday, too. U.S. states, meanwhile, facing a backlog in administering coronavirus vaccines, are asking medical and nursing students and even firefighters to help give the shots. This is to free up healthcare workers battling the raging pandemic at overcrowded hospitals. At least 7 state health departments are seeking volunteers for their vaccination sites, some partnering with local universities or nursing schools to offer incentives such as tuition discounts and hands-on training. Others are teaching first responders to administer the shots. The prevalence of COVID-19 cases in England jumped again in the week leading up to December 18th, with around 645,800 people, or 1 in 85, estimated to be infected, the Office for National Statistics said on Thursday. And in Brazil, thousands of people have volunteered for COVID vaccine trials in one of the world's worst affected countries in hopes that they can help save lives. Latin America's largest country has become a major testing ground for vaccines because of the scale of its outbreak, which has seen more than 7.3 million people infected and over 180,000 killed by the coronavirus. This is VOA News. The ex-Soviet country of Moldova today celebrates its first ever female president. The pro-EU former Prime Minister Maia Sandu took the oath of office on Thursday. Sandu, who is 48, defeated the Russia-backed incumbent Igor Dodon in a surprise victory in November in the country, which is between Romania and Ukraine. The center-right politician, who previously worked for the World Bank, was inaugurated in a ceremony attended by members of parliament and the constitutional court. Moldova is a country of 3.5 million people. It's been split between supporters of closer ties with Russia and those in favor of European integration, especially through cultural links with neighboring EU member Romania. In Christmas Eve messages today, Pope Francis expressed his desire to visit crisis-hit Lebanon and urged political leaders in South Sudan to continue working for peace. Lebanon was plunged into its worst economic crisis in decades by the devastating port blast in Beirut in August. In a message to the patriarch of the Maronite Church, the 84-year-old pontiff said Thursday he hoped to visit Lebanon as soon as possible, and he appealed to Lebanon's leaders to seek the best interest of the public. In a separate joint statement, the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, repeated their desire to visit South Sudan. We have been glad to see the progress you have made, but no, it's not enough for your people to feel the full effects of peace, they said in an address to Sudan's political leaders. A court in Pakistan on Thursday ordered the release of a British-born militant convicted of murdering American journalist Daniel Pearl. Pearl was kidnapped and beheaded in the southern city of Karachi in 2002. The decision by the High Court comes months after it sparked outrage for overturning the murder conviction and death sentence of Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh and acquitted 3 other men connected to the case. An appeal against the acquittals, which is ongoing in Pakistan's Supreme Court, has effectively halted their release, but defense lawyers argued against their continued detention. Sheikh, a seasoned jihadist with a history of kidnapping foreigners, was arrested days after Pearl's kidnapping and later sentenced to death by hanging. In January 2011, however, a report released by the Pearl Project at George Washington University following an investigation into his death made chilling revelations claiming that the wrong men were convicted for Pearl's murder and that the reporter was, in fact, murdered by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.